Section 2. Now I want to look at examples of construction operations. HMRC has carried out a review of the scope of the construction industry scheme, and it has made certain changes which have now been incorporated in the booklet CIS 340. Surprisingly, there was no change in respect of carpet fitting, which because of a previous extra statutory concession has been excluded from the scheme, where there's other flooring is included within the scheme. Making, installation and repair of artistic works that are wholly artistic in nature are excluded from the construction industry scheme. So this will include sculptures, murals and other works which are serving a wholly artistic purpose. However, the exclusion for artistic works does not apply to artistic works that are functional, such as stained glass windows, ornamental gates and balustrades, decorative tiling, decorative paintwork, perhaps gold leaf work or painting on a banister, dado rails, skirting boards, ceiling, rose cornices, architraves, ornamental fountains that may require foundation work, installation of a water supply source and associated pipework, installation of electrical power source for water pumps and or lighting. I mean, the emphasis is that artistic works generally, such as sculptures, murals, would be outside the scheme, but anything that performs a function, such as a water fountain, will be within the scheme. The scope review included a review of building service systems. We're now provided with more clarity on installation, so that the installation of full systems is caught within the construction industry scheme. However, repairs, alterations or extensions to building systems are not caught by the scheme, and part systems are not within the construction industry scheme. Although repairs to building service systems are not caught by the scheme, it has to be emphasised that if a contract for repair includes any making good to the building or structure, then the construction industry scheme will apply to any payment made under that contract. Turning now to cleaning, some cleaning will fall to be included within the construction industry scheme, particularly internal cleaning when carried out during or to complete the construction works. Road sweeping as part of the construction works, such as to prepare for another layer of tarmac. But some cleaning is excluded from the construction industry scheme scope. The external cleaning of buildings and structures is a specific exclusion. Road sweeping after the construction is completed. So this might happen after the house purchasers have moved into their house and the lorries are still going back and forth. Therefore, there's road cleaning to keep the roads clean. The clearance of sewage pipes on completion of construction has now been specifically removed from the scheme, whereas previously it was within the scheme. The cleaning of show houses is outside the scope of the scheme, which is obvious because the show houses have already been constructed. Computer and telephone networks have been removed from the scheme, and they're only caught if they're part of a mixed contract where the work involves construction work. As I usually tell AAT members on the courses, if they're putting in computer and telephone networks into existing ducting, then it's outside the scope of the scheme. But if they have to fit the duct into the wall and then put the network in, then it's going to be caught. Fire protection systems are now within the construction industry scheme, but maintenance and repair to the systems are outside of the scope. The work of a locksmith is outside the scope of the construction industry scheme, unless that work also includes construction operations, which would mean fitting the doors as well as the locks. The erection of fencing may be within the scope of the scheme, as a construction of a structure or construction of any works forming part of the land, or are for rendering complete other construction operations. Fencing is within the scheme if it's erected as part of a wider project of construction to enclose gardens on a newly constructed housing estate. And it's within the scope of the scheme if it's erected as an isolated operation and is a heavy-duty structure where the main supporting posts are installed in a concrete foundation. The erection of fencing will be excluded from the construction industry scheme if the fencing is erected as an isolated operation and it is only a light-duty structure where the supporting posts are simply driven into the ground, which is something I suspect that won't happen very often. Security fencing will not be excluded from the construction industry scheme as a security system. It is a normal feature of a building and its surroundings. It is not accepted as a security system. Therefore, it is not excluded for that purpose. Landscaping work is the type of work that often falls outside the scope of the construction industry scheme, but it can come within its scope. It will come within the scope of the scheme if it's part of the finishing operations. It will come within the scope of the scheme when it's undertaken following demolition work and when it is tree felling for site clearance. Turf laying will come within the scope of the scheme if it is part of the construction works, part of the finishing operation. However, landscaping is excluded from the construction industry scheme when it's routine work not undertaken as part of construction. For example, show house maintenance work. Landscaping will be excluded if it's the construction of a golf course but does not include the construction of the clubhouse and is not part of the construction of any buildings. Another thing that's looked at by the HMRC as part of the scope review was the manufacture and delivery. The delivery of ready-mix concrete to site is outside the scope of the scheme. And it's now been clarified that that includes using any pipework to deliver the mix, but it would not be excluded from the scheme if it involved laying the concrete mix as well. Also, if another subcontractor provides the pumps to move the wet mix around the site, then that work would fall within the scheme. Painting and decorating was also part of the review, and the repair and restoration work that's carried out off-site will be outside the scope of the scheme. The removal, dismantling, and replacement would be within the scope of the scheme. Painting or decorating the internal or external surfaces of any building or structure is within the construction industry scheme. And painting is defined as the application of a decorative or protective film to a surface, so that within the scope of the scheme, we're going to have paint application, including gilding or gold leaf work to the building or structure. Also included will be varnishing, French polishing of fixed furniture or woodwork, and certain types of damp-proofing treatments, and for sealing masonry. What will be excluded from the construction industry scheme in terms of painting and decorating would actually be pesticide spraying, including the insecticidal or pesticidal wood treatment, and off-site French polishing. Any off-site work of restoration or repair should also be excluded from the scheme. Next, I'm going to look at plant hire. Payments for the hire of plant without an operator are outside the scope of the scheme. However, payments for hire of plant with an operator are subject to the construction industry scheme, and therefore deduction should be made as appropriate. The cost of the plant hire and any consumable items such as fuel needed for its operation may be treated as materials for the purposes of calculating any deduction on account of tax. But this treatment only extends to plant and equipment actually hired by the subcontractor from a third party. If the subcontractor owns the plant, then there can be no notional deduction for plant hire made when completing the construction industry scheme returns. Consumable items such as fuel will be treated as materials. Also, as part of the scope, there's clarification on plant hire. The clarification is that hire purchase is not plant hire. Hire purchase of plant is not therefore deductible as materials. Also within the field of plant hire, we have a special situation regarding tugs, barges, and other vessels. When they're used in the course of constructing docks, marinas, and offshore installations, these are viewed as construction plant. If, as is generally the case, the vessel is provided with a crew that carries out the operations, this then represents the hire of plant with an operator and is subject to the construction industry scheme. If, however, the vessel is merely hired, with the contractor providing their own crew, this would represent plant hire and would not be subject to the construction industry scheme.